Hello and welcome to the second module in your Level 2 journey. Hello and welcome to the journey into your Temple 1. It's now time for you to take the sacred journey into your Temple 1 and discover your 12 unique soul energies, the 12 soul essences that together create your soul blueprint. After all of the hard work you've been doing in your shaman's cave, it's time for you to treat yourself, and meeting your 12 soul essences is certainly a treat. Are you ready to journey into your Temple 1 and discover what you were born to be? Are you ready to discover and unlock your unique and precious talents and abilities? Are you ready to burst your brightness onto the world and shine as brightly as you possibly can? Goodness me, I'm excited about this part of the journey. I'm so excited for you that you are about to finally, after all these years of hard work and chakra cleansing and white lighting and practicing mindfulness, and after your months of journeying with the shaman and confronting and releasing your fears, that you're finally able to discover your true gifts and talents, that you're finally able to discover your true soul purpose. I am beyond excited for this for you. So let's begin. The journey into your Temple 1 takes place from the garden. So in a way, we're going back to where we began. You know, in the soul essence journey meditation, or as it previously was called, the journey into the white meditation, you made your way to the door, onto the white path, and into the garden. Now we're going from the shaman's cave back down the path towards your garden and starting where the journey originally began. So the very first thing you need to do is make your way from the shaman's cave back down that path to the garden. You may have already done this. You may have intuitively or instinctively been guided to return to your garden. And this would mean, well, this signalizes that you've completed the shaman's cave journey. If you haven't yet done that though, you need to make sure that you move your energy away from the vibration of the shaman's cave and back to the garden. When you access the Temple 1, you won't be going from the shaman's cave up the path into the garden, from the garden up the 22 stairs and into the temple. You'll only be coming from the garden. So once you've walked only once from the shaman's cave onto the path leading towards the garden from the shaman's cave, you're then ready to begin the soul essence journey. You're then ready to take that step, or take the 22 steps from the garden into Temple 1. So our journey begins there. From your garden, which you're already familiar with, you will see in front of you 22 stairs. These 22 stairs lead upwards from your garden, moving upwards into your Temple 1. And as you did with the shaman's cave journey, you will initially begin by raising your vibrations and by being able to access Temple 1. The way you do this in the second module is you begin to climb the stairs. So when you look out from your garden, leading away from your garden upwards, you will see a flight of stairs that consists of 22 stairs. You may be thinking, why are there 22 stairs? And the answer to that question is just because there is. As you already know, 12, the number 12, plays a role in this journey. 12 chakras, the 12 spiritual directions, 12 energy bodies. And it's the same with 22. There are 22 stairs leading from your garden into your Temple 1. There are 22 stairs that lead from your Temple 1 into your Temple 2. And guess what? There are also 22 stairs that lead from your Temple 2 into the underworld journey. The journey into the higher chakras is symbolically based around 12 and 22. And there are many reasons for this, and many of them that aren't important, and many I don't even really understand, but let's just say it is that way. The very first thing you need to do in Module 2 is to be able to access the vibration of Temple 1. And the way that we do this is by practicing. We practice accessing the vibration of Temple 1. And you will do this by consciously walking up the 22 stairs. Consciously walking up the 22 stairs means simply this, that you practice walking up each stair individually. So the first couple of times that you do this meditation, that you attempt to journey from your garden into Temple One, into your sacred Temple One, where you will meet your soul essences, you will count walking up the stairs and you will stay at that stair or that vibration until you're able to easily hold it. So when you move from the garden into your stairs, you will be counting. You'll be visualizing walking up step one. And once you've arrived at the first step, you'll stay there. You'll breathe in and out and allow yourself to attune to the vibration of the first step. Then you will attempt to walk up to step two and you will stay there. You'll breathe in and out and allow yourself to assimilate your vibration to the higher vibration. You'll do that then with step three. And perhaps when you go to step on to step four from step three, you notice that the vibration feels too high, that you're not easily able to hold it. And then you will stay there at step three, breathing and holding that vibration as long as you can. The next time you go into the meditation, you'll do the same thing. You'll go to step one, breathe in and out. You may find that easy. Then you go to step two, breathe in and out. Oh, I've assimilated my vibration. This is easy. You may go to step three. Once you're on step three, you've noticed, okay, I can move to step four. And maybe next time you'll get to step five, or maybe not. Maybe you'll find yourself again at step three. The reason that we need to consciously walk up the 22 stairs is because whenever there are stairs, it means that we're rapidly raising our vibrations to access a new dimension. So when we're walking up the 22 stairs, unbeknownst to most of us, we're taking a big leap. We're taking a rapid leap in raising our vibrations. And that's why you must take time to consciously walk up each stairs. It may take you an entire week to only get to step four. It may take you an entire month to get to step 12. It doesn't matter. But the most important thing is that you consciously walk up the stairs, allowing your vibration to adjust and to assimilate to the higher vibrations. As you know, I've been teaching the soul essence journey for many years. And in almost every case, if the person was not able to access the temple, or if they were having difficulty seeing and communicating and experiencing their soul essences, it was because they didn't spend enough time consciously walking up the 22 stairs to raise their vibrations properly. Not only that, it's also been my experience that if people were experiencing turmoil in their life at this point in the journey, if they were feeling ungrounded or a bit nauseous or a bit dizzy or a bit out of it and not quite focused, not quite grounded, it's because they weren't listening to what I was saying when I said you need to consciously walk up the 22 stairs. They were trying to reach for a much higher vibration and they actually weren't able to truly do it. Remember, this entire journey is raising our vibrations so that we can receive energy and information. To do this properly, we need to allow our energies or our vibrations, our frequency, people also call it, to assimilate, to integrate, to contain, to evolve. That is why I say to you all the time, that's why I'm always reiterating this point, you need to give yourself time to do this journey and you need to follow the journey the way it's unfolding for you. So do this part of the journey properly. Walk up the 22 stairs consciously. Stay when you find the vibration too high. Stay at that step when you're finding the vibration wonky, wobbly. Hang out there. Next time you go in, you'll find yourself most likely, sometimes days are more difficult than other days and we find that we're at stair two when the day before we're at stair seven. But on most days, you'll find yourself able to go higher than the day before. That is the very first step in this journey, to be able to access the temple vibration by consciously walking the 22 stairs. Once you're able to do this, once you find it easy, and I'm emphasizing that word, easy and not at all a stretch, to walk up the 22 stairs. You'll then find yourself at the entrance of your temple. Once you find yourself at the entrance of your temple, you're then able, vibrationally and frequency-wise, to access your temple. So you can then step into your temple. And similar to your experience of your garden initially, you will spend some time getting to know your temple. What does it look like? How do you feel? What are you experiencing? Make sure that you spend some days of this journey just hanging out in that space, just absorbing its beauty, absorbing its vibrations, allowing yourself to be cyclically impressed upon its marvelousness. Hang out there, be with your temple. Remember, once you've accomplished what you need to accomplish in your temple one will dissolve. So give yourself time to be with it. You can't go back. You can't access it again. So seize the moment. Smell the flowers on the wayside on the walk. Be with your temple one and live in its grandeur. Once you're able to do that, once you've spent a few times in your temple, allowing yourself to attune to its vibration, experiencing its beauty and magic, you're then able to have the first experience with one of your soul essences. And this is how you make that happen. Inside the middle of your temple, you see a chair. It may be a stool, it may be a pillow on the floor, it may be a couch. Many people experience different things, but in the middle of the room, there will be something for you to sit on. Make your way to the middle of the room of your temple and sit down and wait. What will then transpire? What will then happen is that your first soul essence will approach you. Remember in module one, I told you that there are specific things you need to do in order to get where you need to be for things to happen. But once those things have happened, once you've gotten where you need to go, you then need to allow it to unfold. Remember in the Shaman's Cave journey, I said you need to get yourself to the Shaman's Cave, you need to meet the Shaman, you need to make sure you stand on each one of those 12 directions, you need to allow yourself to sink into it or experience that. But what then happens from that point in the journey simply unfolds. It's the same with module two. The first step is to consciously walk the 22 stairs. When you're able to do that easily, and it's not a stretch, your next step is then to enter your temple and to spend time experiencing it. The third step is that you then find the chair or the sofa or the pillow on the floor in the middle of your soul temple and you sit down upon it, waiting to be received by one of your soul essences. What happens from that point, though, is not of your control. It's not for you to visualize. It's not for you to actively do anything for it. You need to get yourself to that cushion or that pillow or that sofa or that chair or that throne on the floor and allow the soul essences to find you in their own time and in their own way. In the first temple, your job is to do your best to understand what's being presented to you. Your job in your temple one is to allow your soul essences to come through in their true form, in their unique way of being. And for this to happen, you have to have no expectations and no hopes or fears or desires. When we did module one, I talked about this. I said, your job is not to think what you're fearful of. Your job is not to expect what you may be fearful of. Your job is to get yourself onto that spiritual line with the shaman, and what is revealed to you needs to be revealed to you. The biggest setback that you will have in this journey, apart from not having raised enough vibrations to get you into the temple, but I've already covered that, the biggest setback that you will have is your fears and expectations. You will fear what your soul essences are and fear what you're really here to do in the world. At the same time, you may be expecting something else. So what has to happen at this phase of the journey is that your expectations and fears need to stay outside the door. They need to be left outside your soul temple door so that when you cross the threshold and enter the holy, divine, sacred space of your soul temple, where you'll meet your true soul essences, that you're not tainted by your fears and by your ego. Now, this is certainly going to happen. You have just undertaken a 2-month journey in which you were working on exactly this. And before that, you undertook the SOM Level 1 journey in which you were working on this. So I don't expect you to be completely eradicated of fear and of hope and of desire. That's simply unrealistic, and I don't expect that of you. But I would encourage you to visualize that when you're entering your soul temple space, that you visualize taking off a cloak or a hat or a robe or a jumper, or the Americans say sweater, or a nightgown or whatever you fancy, whatever works for you visualization-wise, and that this robe, this mantle, this cloak is your ego. It's your fears and your wants and your yearnings and your secret fantasies and your secret anxieties. It is the thing that will stop you from being objective about this journey. It is the thing that will stop you from truly seeing what your true soul purpose is. So many of my past clients and past level 2 journeying students have visualized that once they enter the temple door, that they leave behind the cloak or the mantle of their ego, and that they step in pure, open, ready and objective to see what they're truly here to be. Now, I'm not telling you this because I want you to be anxious that your ego is seeing the journey and not your higher self. I haven't told you this so that you can be anxious about, oh my goodness, am I really seeing what is and what isn't? Because like I said before, your ego does follow you on this journey. And I give you tips and help and guidance about what you can do to prevent the ego from taking over, to prevent yourself from becoming full of, oh my God, I need to be special, or oh, maybe I'm not special enough, or maybe my life purpose is too big for me to handle, or maybe my life purpose is too small and I want it to be big. I do give you tips and guidance and help along the way so that this part of it will be easier for you, that you won't be tainted by your ego. But the truth is, it's going to happen. And honestly, if you do what I tell you and it's happening anyway, it's cool. It's fine. Be chilled about it. Because not only are you learning still to deal with your ego and see yourself objectively, you're also new at journeying into higher vibrations. It is difficult initially to be able to perceive in these realms. And I'm sure you had that experience in the shaman's cave. I'm sure when you first started, it felt like you were looking through fog. Maybe it was cloudy. Maybe you couldn't see anything. But then after a while, you get a feel for how it works. You then understand what you need to do. You're finding your feet, or you're finding your psychic senses. You're finding your way in these cosmic higher vibrations. And it's going to be the same for you in Temple 1. You're going to be confused as to whether you're truly seeing it, or whether it's fantastical, or whether it's illusion, or whether it's your fear projecting itself on you, or maybe your hope. You are going to be confused. But that's okay. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you discern fact from fiction. I'm here to help you find your feet and clear your psychic eye so that you can truly see yourself for who you are and not for what you fear or hope for. In the journey into Temple 1, the purpose of Module 2 is for you to begin to receive impressions of your soul essences. I'm going to say this again to you because I want you to really get this. Your journey into Temple 1, the purpose of Module 2 is for you to begin to receive impressions from your soul essences. And that simply means to allow them to show up in that space. The purpose of this module is not to have endless novel-filled discussions with your soul essences. It's not the purpose of this journey for you to know everything about your soul essences instantly, to see them clearly, to speak to them clearly, to communicate to them clearly. The purpose of this journey is not for them to tell you all about your life purpose and soul purpose and everything you're going to be doing in the next 5 to 10 years. No, All of that comes later. The purpose of this journey is to begin to receive impressions from your soul essences, which simply means the first time you meet a soul essence, you may not see a thing. You may not hear a thing. You only may get a slight feeling of warmth or a slight feeling of love. You see, you are meeting the 12 facets of your soul. We're talking about head honcho, high vibe, major awesome juju guides. This is soul level stuff. These are the big guys. These are your 12 guides. These are the real thing. So in order for you to really even be able to communicate with them or see them or perceive them, you need to do some serious vibration raising. And that is why initially it's highly likely that you'll only see flickers of your soul essences. Actually, that's the point. The point of this, I'm saying it again just to annoy you, is to begin to receive impressions of your soul essences. And it's going to be subtle and it's going to be slight. And it may take you weeks and weeks for the full picture of the soul essence to come through. When you journey into Temple 2, you will be spending a few weeks with each one of your soul essences journeying into their worlds. You will spend time getting to know them. You'll spend time dialoguing with them, being with them. But that happens later. That's in Module 3. That's the journey into Temple 2. For the here and now, we are simply receiving impressions, whatever that may be, those subtle, slight impressions about what they are. So do not expect too much of yourself. Now, if you're a person that does very quickly begin to dialogue or see your essences in their full spectrum and color, that's great. But make sure that you don't spend too much time dialoguing with one, because what needs to happen in this phase of the journey is that you need to get your 12. Your 12 soul essences know that their job for you at this phase of the journey is to appear, is to show themselves, is to be seen. Now, if you're not a visual person, when I say appear, it means so that you can feel them or sense them. And once you have your 12 soul essences, you then move on to the next phase of the journey. So for the here and now, you're just collecting them. You're not spending a long time getting to know them. You're just collecting them. And they know that. That's why their job is just to show up and to present themselves and to keep showing up and presenting themselves until you have a fairly good idea of what they are. So remember, in this phase of the journey, you're collecting your impressions. You're getting a sense for your soul essences. And it will probably take more than one meditation to understand one of them. Generally, they show up in bits and pieces or threads. So do not have the expectation that when you go into your temple, that every time a full embodied soul essence will be there for you to understand. They are there. It's not them that has the problem, it's us. We're raising our vibrations to even wrap our head around how amazing they are. So give yourself time to understand each essence. And remember, you don't have to understand them in their entirety. Actually, you can't yet understand them in their entirety. I've been working with my soul essences since 2007, and I still don't know them in their full entirety. I would say that I know them very well and have been communicating and working with them since then, but I don't fully understand them always. And that's good. That's because I'm the student and they're my master. That's because I'm the apprentice and they're my teacher. And remember, this is what we're doing in this journey. We are discovering the 12 unique strands of our spiritual DNA. We are discovering the 12 soul essences that make up our soul blueprint. And this is something that can't happen overnight. And this is something that we shouldn't take lightly. We need to show up for the journey. We need to do what we need to do. But the way it unfolds is the way that it unfolds. And in all honesty, it has very little to do with us. Before we incarnated on Earth, we took on a spiritual contract. We received a soul blueprint. You and I don't create our soul blueprints, not consciously, not even subconsciously, superconsciously perhaps. Our soul created it before we incarnated. We have 12 unique strands of spiritual DNA. We have these 12 unique soul energies that when we understand and integrate and begin to express in the world, make our life incredible. It's the truth. But we don't choose it. We choose to embrace it or reject it, but we don't choose who we're destined to be. It was chosen for us. So remember, when you're feeling frustrated, or when you're feeling inadequate, or when you're feeling that this journey is challenging, or when you're feeling that it's not happening fast enough, or perhaps you're feeling fearful that it's happening too quickly, remember, you're doing the big, big work here. This is the soul-shifting, soul-magnificence work. And not only does it require of us dedication, not only does it require patience and persistence and all those spiritual qualities that we don't particularly find sexy, but it also requires of us to just give it a go. So with that in mind, it's time for you to give it a go. It's time for you to make your way up those 22 stairs towards your sacred temple.